Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Does that sound kind of low to you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Sounds about right?
Okay. Yep.
Sounds kind of low to me.
Crank it.
Crank it? Okay.
No!
Oh. All right, welcome to S&D Kibben Talk Show Podcast.
Thank you.
Haha,
beat ya.
And y'all are back.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. And we're recording for the first time in a long time on a Friday.
Whoa.
We normally record on a Sunday afternoon, but it's Friday and...
No way.
Way.
What a...
Signified...
Pass my
I used the wrong title.
It's a sad day. I mean, the week's over, man. We have to go through a two-day weekend now.
Doing a podcast on
Friday.
Speak for yourself.
Mon County has spring break, honey. We're set for...
Wait, it's spring break?
Oh, spring break?
we have two little spring breaks, so we have like a...
Party.
We don't go back until Thursday. And then around Easter, we're off like 3 days, too.
So spring break, so what are the kids saying? They're happy. All right. All right, we're here today. And
am I here?
Yeah, we are here. I think we are, aren't we? Yeah. Okay.
What does it mean to be here?
Full house today.
What does it mean to be here?
That is our topic today, right?
What does it
mean? What does it really mean to be here?
Who am I?
We're getting philosophical today.
Who am I?
Because our kids ask us that kind of question.
Yeah.
So
why am
we're
going to
explore that. So
why?
But anyway, gathered my thoughts here together. I just got in. We all just got here, actually. We all just kind of...
Boy, are my arms tired.
I know, just... No. No. Wait. You have to do that all over again, Drake. Okay. Hold on.
Podcast edit.
Oh, I'm tired, man. We all just got here today, and I just drove in from work, and Travis just flew in.
Yeah, and take my wife, please.
Travis, no. That's the wrong punchline.
Podcast edit.
I promise he loves me.
Podcast edit.
Well, I'm so glad to be here tonight. And, we're all tired. We all just got in here. We're all tired. We just all poured in here at the same time. I got in here all for work, and Travis just flew in. And
what's the deal with airline food?
Stick with that one.
All right,
yeah, thank you, Alexa. Yeah, we'll just stick with it.
I've learned living with Travis. Sometimes you gotta live with it.
Just gotta go.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
So, all right, we're gonna talk about what did I say in my notes? My band at?
My notes.
Jacob and the
about my notes.
And my notes that I sent you.
You didn't send me anything.
Jared, he didn't send it specifically. Does he have to send it specifically?
About my notes.
Was it in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the band app.
I think you have to personally text Jared.
I sent out like three of them today in the band app. Notifications.
Apparently not. Okay,
apparently not. Yeah, thank you.
I didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you. I'm really confused too that if I sent out three notes in the band app to the podcast team that you don't know what I'm talking about. And I said, have...
I just didn't finish reading it.
There you go.
I just said it's going to be
squirrel. You didn't finish reading my notes.
My notes.
Jared's got the attention span of a...
You know what sad part is? I actually did see that one coming.
I didn't.
Well, see, you're good. Really, He's treating you well.
I see now. I actually...
I did not.
Oh, got it, Alexa, even.
Yeah, I got me.
All right. Jacob and the Angel. Because, and what I'll do is I'll just try to open this up a little bit. And here at the beginning, I'll let you guys get involved. Let's talk about Jacob. Let's set the stage. Jacob had a brother was, what was his brother's name?
Esau.
Thank you. And
what do you see?
Stop it.
Esau. Oh,
Esau and Esau.
I have to hold on a second.
Where's elevator music. Oh, never mind.
I thought it was pretty good. Esau. Esau. I thought it was pretty good.
Esau and Esau.
I saw it coming.
Yeah.
Esau, Esau, I saw.
Had a brother Esau. What was his character more like, you think, to you? When you think about Jacob, what was he? What kind of person was he? What kind of character
did he have?
Jacob or Esau?
Jacob. I'm talking about Jacob. When you think about him, the things that he did to his brother.
Wasn't he hairy?
He's a mama's boy.
He was a mama's boy.
Wasn't he hairy?
Esau was hairy. Or what?
Esau was the hairy man.
Oh, Esau. Okay, never mind.
He was kind of wild.
Jacob was deceitful.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. He was a trickster type guy.
Heel grabber.
But I also think his mom had a big part in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the script, his mom, it sounded like
family
his mom kind of favored
him. Everywhere. Yeah.
No, he just kind of favored him a little bit.
Well, the dad liked Esau.
Exactly.
And then the mother's like,
Jacob.
I like Jacob.
There you go. Right. So, they got a big thing, you know, and got split up from his brother. And I think it was 14, 20 years or whatever that they went ways, parted ways. And finally, Jacob decided he wanted to come back and make amends with his brother. And he approached this river and sent forth his family and peace offering to Esau. Was getting ready to make things all rosy-posy again and get things taken care of and settled with his brother. And end up having fallen asleep and had a dream. And this is where the story we talk a lot about. And the story was when Jacob dreams about wrestling an angel, which was the Lord.
Oh. Put him in the headlock. I was going to say, he wanted to be
Jacob's ladder.
He had the dreams. He dreamed about being a...
No, I think he actually...
Well, actually, had. Yeah, I'm thinking about the Jacob's ladder, too. That's what I'm thinking about. But
he
wrestled with the angel of the Lord. And I think a lot of times when we teach this lesson, we just kind of teach the storyline and go through it. And does this story strike you at odd in any way? I mean, have you ever questioned this story at all? When you get to the point where Jacob beats God?
I never really. No.
I mean,
I think
pretty
God
much.
Let him.
Okay, I'm gonna get to that. That's exactly what I was thinking. But pretty much, God taps out and says you win. But he, you know,
He got a limp.
Hit his hip or whatever. Touched him. That might be his thorn in his side for Jacob. But it was just kind of odd that I've never heard no one teach, you know, to kids especially, you know, and question and observe this story here, because I wonder when we teach this story if that question doesn't pop into a kid's mind and we don't address things like this. And maybe I'm too meticulous, but I think it's something that's important and crucial that when we see stuff like this that we do address it. Something that's so obvious out there that it needs to be addressed. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with us or kids questioning a Bible story. Not to the point where you question where I've got the upper hand. I know something more than that does, but I want to know what this is about. Yeah, I want to seek deep calls in the deep type thing. And why don't we address this type of stuff and just bring it out there, you know, and ask the kids, hey, you ever think about this story? You know, who's the strongest man in the Bible? Everyone says Samson. Well, no, I think it's Jacob because he beat God. God tapped out, you know, and so it's like, how did Jacob beat God? You know, and ask the kids that type of question.
I think he put him in an arm bar.
I was just looking back because, I mean, it really doesn't
Walls
ever.
Of Jericho.
It just keeps referring to him as the man, but then at the end, he does call the place the face of God because he's seen the face.
Seen the face of God, right.
But it's interesting that in the midst of the wrestling, he's not really like acknowledge. It just keeps saying the man.
Yeah.
He doesn't really realize it's God until after.
Why didn't he die?
Who?
Jacob? He said he's seen the face of God.
Well, see, that's another thing, because people say that, you know, in the Old Testament, if you was to see the face of God, it would kill you. But did not Moses, too?
He just saw, like, the...
The glory, the, glory, the glow of it, I guess. Not really the face of God.
Because he walked past him, didn't he? In the bush. Bush was more like the glory.
I don't think he did. I think that... I know the people... I remember the story where the people were, like, afraid, and then, like, they were like, hey, don't look at it, because you're going to die if you look at it.
Right.
It's like... Indiana Jones, and he's like, keep your eyes shut.
Yeah. You
know? I've seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared.
Now, you have to do a little bit of work.
It says, yeah, my life has been spared.
Do a little bit of word detail. Maybe the definition of face is different than the other parts of Scripture. Something there, you never know. There might be a different, you know, Hebrew definition
and
there.
And even says, and then later, when the man strained, like, so it keeps referring to him as the man, except for that little section.
And so, I just, it kind of dawned on me today, and wondered why, you know, I've even growing up as a kid, every and even when I hear preachers preach us and teach on this, as a child, as an adult, all my life, I heard the story, just kind of go through that story, and there's like this speed bump in the road where Jay kind of wins. And why aren't we talking about that? Does that not strike anybody odd? And should that not be, you know, looked at and observed and expounded upon a little bit? And I agree with Jared. I think God let him. Now, what did he change his name to? What did Jacob's name change to?
Israel. Huh?
Israel. Does anyone know what Israel means? I think there's...
Wrestled with God.
Wrestled with God. So, now we bring... Now, if we ask that question, why did Jacob win? Why did God let him win? And then he changes his name to Israel, which means wrestling with God, which is interesting, which brings open, I guess, a whole new narrative of the story, of a lesson to be taught here.
WrestleMania is coming up.
Okay, yes. WrestleMania is coming up. So,
I mean, I kind of see it in present day. I mean, and I guess anyone not in the physical story could see it. Like, I feel like, I don't know, we wrestle sometimes with things, and we're trying to win over these things. And then, like, it might be a hard thing. Like, I know, like, if we have been through something hard and we're wrestling through it, and then at the end you're like, oh, that was God the whole time that was making the plan. I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's
interesting. At the end, like in the middle of it, you're like, man, why is, you know, everything stink? Like, why am I struggling? And then at the end, you're like, oh, that was God.
I think the very beginning and end of your rebuttal there is about this. And maybe we need to teach more. What if we taught kids more? Oh, the real side of confrontation and contending, because that's what Jacob did with God. He contended, wrestled, confronted God. And when, I guess, we look at that away and we compare that parallel to our lives, it reflects and shows me that's our human nature, and God wants us to pull that out and exercise that. I look at, when we say, you know, God let Jacob win, I'm looking at dad or grandpa wrestling with his little grandson or whatever, and they're wrestling and they're fighting, and he lets the little grandson win. Lets him, you know, win. But he still fights him and still lets him know, puts him in that little choke hold or that little bear hug, lets him know who really is strongest. You know, that little poke in the hip and lets him know who really is the strongest. But in the end, he taps out, lets his little boy win.
That's similar to what I was seeing on Instagram one day. I have a guilty pleasure of watching Instagram Reels.
You think?
Yeah. And so I was watching one, and it was literally like a mama lion, or what? It was a lion or a tiger.
Bear?
Oh my! But it was either a lion or a tiger, but it was the mama, and you could see the baby in the background. It was at a zoo. It wasn't out in the wild, but it was at a zoo, and they were like in their little enclosure, and you could see the baby coming out of like the little cave that goes into like their where they go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You see the baby, and it was just, you know, crawling slowly. And if you looked at the mama's ears, the ears were like pointed up, and you could tell that she heard the baby. And whenever the baby like was trying to sneak up on his mama, and whenever he jumped on it, she overreacted. But it was like, everybody that was watching this video, they're like, it's amazing because you can tell that the mom actually knows that the baby's there. Watching its ears, it knows that the baby's there.
She's alert.
But it's trying to help the baby
develop
the confidence.
There you go.
That it's going to be able to startle and attack. And, you know, that's how it's going to eventually, you know, get its food. And so it was like the mom kind of playing along with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just kind of like, oh, my gosh, she scared me so
much. Role-playing.
Yeah, role-playing, just so that they can build the the cub's confidence and training.
So full circle, Jacob and the Lord wrestling, God was doing that.
And if Jacob's going to be...
I mean, that might be...
And if Jacob's going to be Israel, I mean, he's going to need to have that strength and confidence.
He was a confidence booster.
Yeah, now...
Like, man,
now
I could take down an angel.
Now sit down and sit back and look at this and realize the significance of the name change, what it means that God changes his name to Israel which means, you know, to wrestle with God, I think we're missing a really big thing here. That is, not only does that sound significant, that's just like all powerful and wow, it's got the wow factor to it.
It becomes like a testimony as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the same time, it's not something for us just to behold. It's something for us to absorb and realize we need to exemplify that same trait that Jacob was doing. We need to wrestle for things. In other words, focus and realize that there are limitations in our life and that we want to go to those limits. And we want to push the bar. We want to get out there and get to that limit and see if we can exceed it or not.
So to back your point up, one way you can look at it is that, you know, Jacob kind of was handed stuff, you know, kind of cheated his way to get the birthright.
Mm-hmm.
His mom helped him to trick Isaac that was Esau. And then, you know, Laban kind of, you know, he kind of suffers from what he did because Laban, you know, kind of mm-hmm. tricked him too. But then, you know, Jacob kind of runs from Laban, kind of tricks him too. So I see it as a way of this time Jacob had to, I feel like he had to earn this.
Earn his keep.
And he was like, you know, I'm going to do this myself. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
Right.
And so,
yes. That's
kind of way to look at it.
And then you stop and look at Jacob and look at all his trickery he's done in the past, all his deceiving he's done to his brother and everything, and you think all that should count against him. Okay, but all that is put aside now when he wrestles God and he gets down to the nitty-gritty and faces something he really has to contend with, and he contends with it, and he wrestles with God. Outside of all he's done wrong and all the bad things he's done, deceptions he's saying that he's done in his life, in his past, is irrelevant right now. It's put aside because it shows how insignificant some of that stuff is, that we as humans like to look at people and look at those past things that they've done, and we carry that stuff to the present with them and keep them in that stereotype. And but what you're not seeing is there's something else inside there that God knows is there, and that there's a limit he has to reach and has to get to and meet. And so he finds that. He gets that and encounters that, and he takes it on. And outside of all his foolishness that he's done in his life, when the rubber meets the road, he dealt with it. And that's what super puts him over all the other stuff he did in the past.
He dealt with it because he was running from it his whole life.
Yeah, it was kind of ironic that at this moment in his life is when he was trying to get back with his brother, mm-hmm. try to make things right again. And maybe this wrestling was like another affirmation to what he was trying to do, I guess, you know, just off the top of my head. And so, you know, maybe, you know, stories like this, if we stop and examine and teach our kids this type of stuff, as opposed to just saying, a man wrestled with God. Oh, you know, and just, here's a coloring page of Jacob wrestling God. Whoa, you know, and just get away with all that fluff and just get to what we just talked about. How much more, I wonder, would this prepare the minds of our kids? If you talk about it on that level and present it to them, I wonder how many would take that. And I really believe kids absorb a lot more than what we give them credit for. I think we've all discussed that before, and we agree with it. Kids listen, and they absorb in a lot of things.
And I think nowadays, I mean, we've talked so much about, like, social media, and I mean, like, when we were kids, we were not exposed to all of, I mean, there's so much information nowadays that kids are exposed to compared to mm-hmm. what we were as kids. Oh. I heard something the other day, it was on Instagram too, but it was like, we, in our age, and like this time, we have more information coming in than, it's like 20 times more than what the people mm-hmm. in the 1500, like,
Yeah, right.
And they said that's why people are so tired and so burnt out and so everything, because it's just so much more than any other generation has ever.
Information overload.
Well, yeah. It seems like you had so much more spare time back when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just see, you go back to the days where you were playing with sticks.
And I mean, we even had computers. I mean, we had computers growing up. We always talk about this, but like, we had dial-up, so we couldn't be on it for very long. Or, you know, it was one of the family computer, so yeah. You could only use it for so long. But now it's 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
crazy.
Free access. So
it was a treat. Yeah. Now it's life.
Exactly. It's part of our life now. So, but yeah, I just, you know, I'm sure there's other stories in the Bible that where we see those.
Yeah, like what else do we like glance over when we're teaching and we could go back to like really
and we make
look
it like
in
a,
depth
almost
to
like
it.
A fairy tale instead yeah. of deeping.
Like, oh, this deep, happened, but let's deep. Like look into it and see like exactly what.
Read my mind. That's what, right where I was going to go. What yeah. where what stories in the Bible that, you know, I got us focused and tunnel visioned on this one right here, but there's other ones out there.
Trying to think.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think like Lion's Den. I think we make that just kind of yeah, a little cartoon a story about like, oh, Daniel went in the Lion's Den, he didn't get eaten, but like that's a scary
in the,
deep situation to be
the,
in.
Meshach.
The fiery furnace.
That one, yeah. I feel like that one it gets glanced over a little bit.
A lot of them we kind of turn, I think, into fairy tales. I mean, because they're kids and we want it mm-hmm. to be, you know, a fun story, but also like.
We want to like build it up.
Yeah.
Get to the crux of the matter, you know. I mean, you
Esther,
talk,
even Esther is a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Esther's
I mean, we make
one.
Esther like, oh, she's a princess and she did this, but like it's.
Yeah, the lion's intense. Den.
So much more to it.
The lions, they intentionally did not feed these cats.
Right.
They starved them, so as soon as you was tossed in there, they was ready to tear you up. I mean, as soon as you go in, it's over. You're shredded meat, and they were hungry and ready to eat, and that's the way the lions were ready to go. They probably seen someone coming up close to the I don't know if they have a hole they drop them in or at a gate or whatever, but I'm sure they seen something come up there. They would start jumping and clawing their way up there to get something, to get some fresh meat there, and as soon as Daniel was tossed in there, that didn't happen. And then you have to stop and ask the kids, what happened here? You know, and there's just all kinds of things. I guess when you talk about the miraculous things, the Red Sea parting, you know.
Jonah and the whale.
Jonah and the whale, all kinds of things.
Someone on the radio this morning, channel 92.1, they were talking about that actually. Because people, I guess, are like, just how big fish and how deep the story actually.
Where was this, on 92.1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 92.1, the cricket.
No. The river, maybe? I can't remember what it is. The message? I don't know. They keep changing.
92.1, the cough.
MGM. Family God Music.
FGM, yes.
FGM, Family God Music.
FGM. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there's that. So, what do y'all think? Comments? Anything else you want to add?
I think it's, we also kind of overlook Esau.
Okay.
You know, because I think
that. Take us there.
I think that. We kind of expose what's his name?
Jacob
for his we'll call it a character defect. But okay. I think at the same time Esau had his own character defect at the same time when he was willing to give up his birthright for soup.
Right.
And you know, I don't think he was on the verge of death. I don't know. We're not going to debate that if he was actually going to die mm-hmm. if he didn't eat then. But I think that just as maybe God was testing Jacob there, I think God might have been testing Esau to be like, okay, let's see, you know, Esau, let's see if you're going to keep this or not and see if it's as important to you.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you didn't, then Esau might have became Israel. The same thing might have happened. I don't know.
That's true.
But,
it's kind of a test.
Yeah, so just.
Because we look at Esau as the good guy. He's just a good old boy. I mean, he did that one thing. He gave up his birthright.
And he was hairy. That's all he
knows. Since when is that a crime?
Esau just did one mistake. Jacob had all kind of mistakes. He was a really bad guy. He's the one we want to focus on because where it bleeds, it leads, you know, and we focus on him.
The face turn.
And so Esau, he was just a good guy, man. So what's to talk about there? Except that one thing. But you're right.
That could have been a big test.
That could have been a very big test there. And he
changed
just
the whole course.
He just failed it like that. He just gave it up. Like, there was no time for God to even interject and challenge him. It's like, no, I'll trade it off. I want the soup. It's all about that soup.
Who cares about my future?
Yeah, I got a rich dad and mom. They'll, you know, take care of me anyway. It'll be all right. So, very good lesson out there. You can dig into that part and talk about what was he thinking. Did he feel, was he at ease in Zion thinking, oh, I don't need the birthright? You know, mom and dad take care of me no matter what.
And he was a lot, I feel like his personality was different too, though. He was a lot more like wild and out in the woods. So he may have been like, you know, what's that going to mean to me? I'm just going to go live off the land. And
I can go out and fight for what I want. I can go out and get what I need.
Yeah.
I can make my own kingdom. I can, yeah, who knows? I mean, I think we've all to an extent have been there. We've made a rash decision, you know, thinking, you know, I got the rest of it handed, all sacrifices, time, you know, and traded off and not realizing what we really had. Mm-hmm. So, well, there's something to sit and think about. Regret. Once you realize what, oh, man, I did do that. Like, oops. So, all right. Any other ideas, comments, thoughts?
Spilled coffee on my shirt.
Spilled coffee. Where really at? Upset
about I went all day.
You have a white shirt on too.
All day with this white polo. I had coffee at work. I worked wings? With kids. I had wings.
Blackjarcoffee.com.
We were doing finger paints today all day long, and then last drink of coffee.
In that white shirt.
In my white polo.
You had finger painting today, mm-hmm. and buffalo wings, mm-hmm. and a white shirt.
So good.
And then you come all to this day. Podcast.
And it's ruined.
It's ruined.
Ruined.
It's ruined.
It's ruined.
It's ruined.
Ruined.
Great.
Great. All right, well, take a quick break here. I didn't do the S&D
game. S&D.
Hold on, let me try this one over here.
All right.
S&D.
There it is.
There's that annoying voice.
It is
creepy,
not.
Creepy Tim.
That's your voice.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, all right. We ready for a toy box?
Get it, girl.
It's been a while. Let me get my glasses on. See if I can find Creed. Toy box theme song. And here we go.
Yak-a-yak.
Hey.
Yeah, that was the wrong sound bite.
Yak-a-yak.
It's been this one right here. There we go. And so, all right, welcome to the Toy Box.
Thank you.
So here we go. It's been a while. What do we do in Toy Box? We kind of talk about whatever we want to do. And right next to me is the second youngest Kidman podcaster. And he's climbing up on my lap here. Just to say hi to everybody.
Hello, buddy.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
How old are you now, Justice?
Muzzle.
Three.
Muzzle.
Three.
Three. Very good. All right. Are you glad to be here with us today? Huh? Are you glad to be here with us today?
Really? Really?
Okay. You're pushing a button, but you don't have the earphones on. You can't hear what's going on. Give me those headphones over there. Now, in Toy Box, ladies and gentlemen, anything can happen in Toy Box.
Yeah.
So we gotta put the headphones on here. Uh-huh. Put the headphones. Now push a button.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man! Yeah!
Now he hears.
Excuse me.
Whatever.
He hears what's going on, please. So now he's going crazy with the.
No way.
Yeah. There's Kai Kai. There's Kyler way over there. He's the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
He's all done.
And Justice says he's done. Let's give it up for Kyler. Justice, hold on just a second here. We gotta get this cable over here.
Aw, Kai Kai.
It's Kyler.
And give it up for Justice for being with us today. And let's give it for Kyler for being here today. He just said hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Kyler, say hi. How old are you, Kyler?
He will be 2 next month.
He will be 2 next month.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Kyler is the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Wait.
Really?
What?
For now.
For now. What does that mean?
Okay.
Maybe once September comes, there might be another.
Oh, my God!
Wait a minute! What was
this? Face!
Well, Taylor picked up on it.
Oh, thank you.
And just in case.
So, how far?
Just is not yet, Betty. Hold on.
Can I tell Megan or no?
No.
Okay.
No. For those of you who are listening very, very closely, if you did not catch on that. Taylor didn't give it away.
Oh, I'm on Instagram Live.
Pause the podcast right now and rewind it back about 1 minute and listen to it again. You'll catch it. Otherwise, I'll tell you right now. Or I'll let Travis and Alexa tell you right now.
Well, we are, far along are we?
13.
13 weeks pregnant.
Both of you?
Me.
Well, no. Oh, just her. Okay.
That's good support.
I was so suspicious.
We know.
I know. I got to get her off the hook.
She came. How long ago was that?
It was like, I don't even know.
I bet she was like 6 weeks ago. I bet you anything. And
so
I've been pretty miserable.
So there was a Sunday. Okay, so hold on. I got to give my story about why I've been so, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. you came in on a Sunday morning and you just sat on the bench and you did not move. And I looked at you and I was like,
well, it's been.
I remember being like that. But the only time I was like that was when I was pregnant. And I was like, I wonder. And then, like, now, whenever I get something in my brain, I hone in on it. So, I've paid attention, and I've gotten very, very suspicious. So, like, every Wednesday night, we have a meeting. You guys would come in, and usually you're both eating. All of a sudden, Alexa's not eating anymore. And she's just complaining about her stomach.
I'm not a nighttime eater. I've got night sickness.
It's funny how these women pitch off all this stuff.
And then the one thing that really got me suspicious was you came in complaining about eggs.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of eggs, but right now it's.
Yeah, she tried to play it off that day. She was like,
yeah, but I was like,
oh crap, Taylor's on me.
Because I remember eggs was one of the things that I could not. Eggs and chicken, which, you know, same thing. Eggs and chicken, I could not eat.
Which came first, though?
That means you had no Chick-fil-A. You can handle Chick-fil-A.
No, I honestly couldn't.
That's real sad.
Travis, you got to order chickens and you got to order eggs at the exact same time. And
he made eggs the other morning. And
I did. Oh, man. For myself. Any strange cravings by chance?
I just want cake.
Yeah, I like
cheesecake.
Oh, her.
I could eat birthday cake for every meal, but I can't because I.
No, stop. She went to the emergency room one day, like a couple weeks ago, because she was having some pains and stuff. And we, I don't know if everyone cares or knows the story, but we've been trying for how long?
I've prayed for you every single morning.
Tell a story, because it's been an uphill climb, hasn't it?
We've been trying for 5 or 6 years. 2018, we had a miscarriage. We were, like, probably 6 weeks.
4 weeks.
Four or five. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5, we had a miscarriage, and then we haven't got close until now. And God knows what he's doing, because, like, you have a good job, I have a good job, and we have,
Yeah, back then we were not. Yeah, we actually were not planning this at all.
No, this is like we went through like treatments.
Travis, like, you should probably try a test. I'm like, I don't know.
We did treatments. We did all this stuff until like recently. We were like, well, we'll just stop. We're drinking these nasty teas every single night.
We did everything.
And they were like, nothing's working. Let's just
let it happen. If it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. That's the exact same way it was.
And actually, this is another blessing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
We just sold my family farm. Mm-hmm. November, October? my family gave us a large lump sum of money for treatment, like whatever we wanted to do. So we've been praying about it. We're like, I don't know. I have no idea what I want to do. Like, nothing stood out to me. And I told my mom, I was like, we'll just wait till beginning of the year. And then, like, first of the year, we're like, oh.
So that means the Johnsons are taking us out for dinner tonight after.
We need that money for other stuff now.
For baby stuff.
I'm so excited for you guys. Oh, my gosh.
So I think if you listen to the podcast, this is an exclusive because I don't.
How
exclusive is this?
Like, we'll probably tell Facebook Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be Facebook official on Monday. When are you posting this?
Did they know?
Yeah.
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 Of course they knew.
Well, VBS.
We told them because,
I don't know what we're going to do.
It was kind of.
When are you going to post this?
I've been like going to her and been like, I am suspicious. And all she would say was, we can only hope. We can only hope.
Yeah, she kept her secret.
If you're listening to this before Monday, March 14th.
But our family is.
Please do not say anything to my
So you're announcing on
Monday?
Oh,
this is actually the first legitimate announcement.
Since Valentine's Day.
Wow. Yeah, I feel special.
No, I mean, I've been telling.
I have a video of my mom.
I've been telling everyone.
Yeah, we have a really great video.
I have a video of my mom finding out on Valentine's Day, but I can't play it because she curses in it.
And poor Nevaeh has been holding it in.
Aww.
Like a champ. She actually walked up to me on Sunday in Sunday school. It's like right after. Well, first when Katie went up, I was like, Nevaeh, shut your mouth. Nevaeh, shut your mouth. Like, don't. Because I was like, she's going to say something. And then she runs by me. She's like, Alexa, I named your baby Sprinkle. And I'm like,
oh. She said that, like, out loud?
Yeah.
Like, in the back, I was like,
she named the baby Sprinkles. So.
Well, see, now Ethan and Katie, for those of you who listened for us for a long time, Ethan used to be with us in the very beginning for a few episodes, and his wife Katie would come in on occasion here with us and help us out. They made their announcement. Was it last Sunday or Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Last Saturday,
and,
yeah.
And I didn't know about it, but we knew there were seven.
There's seven
in the church.
That was another thing
and
that
we,
really got me suspicious.
We knew Katie was one of them.
Everybody.
I thought she was. I know a couple. I know a couple others.
There's seven.
I know a couple others, but I'm keeping my secret.
Unless there's eight.
No. Well, Courtney, there's two.
Oh, because we have not figured out. We have not figured out the seventh person.
Oh. Yeah, I
haven't either. Then.
Okay. All right. Well,
that could just be a good like this guy. Like he could just be throwing
you off.
I've
got some secrets, but I don't know the seventh.
Yeah, the seventh is a mystery, and yeah, I just dialed on him.
I only have one person that I don't know who it is now.
People ask, what do you have?
I mean, if you all want to say names
know.
Now.
Wait, what?
No one in our church wants to start a podcast anyway. So
we got genetic testing. We know.
When are we finding that out?
When it turns 14 and it decides on
it. Oh, Lanta, no.
Wait, what'd you say?
No. When I let it slip, because I'm so close to letting it slip all the time. We're actually holding off Travis's family because they're really antsy about it, and we're just going to let them.
Oh, you're going to let them soak in it?
Oh, they know. They don't know what it's going to be, though.
Oh, you know what it's.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know what it's going to be.
So excited! Oh my gosh!
But
so,
I keep referring to.
Joe's so excited. I mean, just look at it.
When are you announcing? So I know how long I have to keep my mouth shut.
I think Monday. We're gonna go.
Okay.
We're gonna go to the fancy ultrasound place and get a better. We have like five ultrasounds already, but I want to.
Can
really,
I? Can I?
I've
see
had
one?
An ultrasound for my boil.
Oh, can I see it?
Get pictures.
Oh, I should have.
Do you name it?
I had ultrasound on my heart.
That'd been so
boy or girl.
Can I have a picture?
Is it boy or girl?
It was non-binary. It was non-binary.
What?
A boil or goyle.
Well, I think that's the podcast then, right? Because can't really top that. I guess.
Can't top it.
Yeah, no. Last time I'm out.
That's
point,
like
honestly.
The surprise, you know.
All right. So, Alexa, were you showing? Oh,
Ultrasound.
Why don't I say sonogram?
You know
the
what's
peanut.
Messed up? It's the size of a lemon today.
He's the size of a lemon.
Oh,
so
really?
It. Not he. It.
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. We don't know yet.
Or do we?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's 50-50.
You know what's messed up? Because of this COVID madness, they wouldn't let me into my very first.
Wow.
I would have fought. I would have went somewhere else.
Oh,
there's no
goodness.
One else in the facility at all. We went at like
that's absurd.
2 p.m. on a random Tuesday, and they wouldn't let me in.
I would have went to a different facility.
And I was sitting out in the waiting room, like, she was sending me pictures from inside. I'm like,
that's
oh
lame,
my
man.
God.
I'm just in the waiting room. Just let me in.
What is it? Jeez.
Waiting.
So we've been going to private places so Travis can at least enjoy some.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't, yeah.
The theatrics of COVID is reached
beyond. We waited
beyond
this long, and you won't let me
beyond
in.
Its reach.
Yep.
Yeah, but.
So.
It's exciting, I think.
All right.
All right.
Wasn't exactly
how we were
going to do it, but it was close enough. I think you just seized the opportunity.
How are you guys going to do it?
We was going to do the intro, which we need to do now. And you know how usually I introduce Travis and Alexa first? I was going to do you guys first, because I would say the World's Youngest Kid Men Podcaster.
But you said that, so I
and then
I
so
just
when the
roll.
Opportunity presented itself, when Justice kind of walked up here, I just said that, and he jumped on and said,
gotcha.
No. So far, until now, or until September. Yeah.
September.
Just
what?
Continue to pray that it's 14. Not the 11th.
Travis is so concerned about the 11th.
It's all
be,
11th.
It could be the 8th. That's mom's birthday.
Please, no. I, like September.
I mean,
is
I
like
don't want
most,
early, early, but I want
the most common.
I'm a tiny person.
Hey, September 8th is also when Mark McGuire hit the home run
record.
It'll
be,
so
you know, it'd be really fun if
and
if it was September.
I'm already.
Her birthday.
I'm already.
If it was September 11th and it turned out to be twins.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's maybe symbolic.
Wow.
Pastor,
wow.
Literally every time we text Pastor.
That's
he
a hat trick. Come on, that was good.
Every time we tell Pastor, he comes back with something about twins.
It's a hat trick.
Megan wants
there's one. There's one.
Justice is walking around wearing three hats, and Justin's very excited that it's a
that
hat
was
trick.
Good.
Yes.
It is good.
I'll give you that one. That was good.
That was good, yes. Yeah, three scores in hockey from one player is called a hat trick, for those of you.
What a bully.
Wow, Jared just thumped off the three
Jared,
hats off a little three-year-old.
Jared the jerk Henry.
Jared oh, my janitor. Goodness.
Man. Jared is going to be like.
We were going to name the baby Jared, but not after that.
No.
So it's
no.
Also, it's a boy.
Jared is a gender neutral.
Jared's like the. Is it?
We jumped on that
was,
one real sort of, quick.
I was named after my grandma,
right,
Jared.
You just got to remember, at this point, you cannot. Throw even the slightest hand because we're on
we're going to jump on it.
That's what Amanda's doing constantly. Like, she'll send me, like, pink cribs on Marketplace and be like, do you need this? Do you like, she'll send me pink and blue stuff today.
I love how the microphone matches your jacket perfectly.
It's done that in the past.
My day.
My dad called me the other day and he's like, just tell me, do you know what it is? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I won't tell anybody. No, I'm not telling you.
All right. Awesome.
All right.
Well, okay. Well, I'm done. You know?
We got to do, we still got hold up to do, and we have the toy box. I mean, the pod jinx. I'll get it all here together sooner or later. Just give me time here. I got to get back in rhythm of things.
You've lost us.
Oh, wait. Stop. I forgot.
Podcast edit.
Gus Polinski, please. Whoa. If you will. Welcome to S&D Kidman Show podcast, and we're glad you're here with us today. And now to introduce our players. To my left, wait, you know what, I'm going to go backwards today. I'm going to go to my right, just for a change up of things. Justin and Taylor Bender here with us today. They also have inside the studio with us, with my wife in the background. Her name is, she's known as Lolly, to the grandkids. Justin and Taylor Benz, along with their two kids here today, Justice and Kyler, they are the world's two youngest kidmen podcasters.
For now.
For now.
What?
What? And yes, for now, until September, when there'll be a new addition to the S&D Kidmen Talk Show podcast family, and we'll have a new World Genius Kidman podcaster. Now, exactly. Thank you. And so, now, another thing at play here. You have to realize, you, Justin and Taylor, hold the record for the world's youngest Kidman podcaster, boys. You guys could be the first youngest Kidman podcast girl. Could be. We don't know yet.
They're not telling.
All right. So, if,
for now,
take it to my grave.
If it's a boy, then that knocks you two out.
Yep.
But if it's a girl, you guys are still up there together. You got the youngest boy and the youngest girl, but yet they hold the record for the youngest Kidman podcaster, period. All right? So, yeah, for Justin Binge, Justice and Kyler and Lolly, everybody.
Forget me.
And Taylor.
Your own daughter.
I did. I burped right over that, didn't I? Well, and to my left, you have not heard the announcement yet. Okay?
She was looking at you, Nate Reed.
Yep. Oh, and we talked to him today, too. He's in town.
Is he really?
Yes, he is. Hey, guys, can you play one more round of that for us, please, if you would?
He could have been here.
I'm talking too long. I appreciate it, man.
I didn't know he was in town. He could have been a part of this.
He could have. And I have an Hey, guys, can you hold on just for a second, please?
He's having dinner.
Thank you.
Actually, I haven't.
Yeah. He called and said he was in town. He's got to do tax stuff with Brother Griever. And he had a roofing job in the area.
Makes sense.
And so I was going to ask him if he'd join us on the podcast tonight because his son is with him. His son was a guest here on the show.
Oh.
Okay? Little Nate Reed Jr., little Pierce. And I was going to ask them to be a guest. Come, we're podcasting tonight. Come on in and join with us. And I just knew, you know, his son, he told his son, hey, they're podcasting tonight, Pierce. He told him that on the phone. He was all excited and everything. And what I heard.
Poor Pierce. Poor Pierce.
How do I do this? He just, Nate turned it down.
What?
He, it, on it's the like, phone in front of me and his, and in front of his own son.
What? What?
Yeah, just, you know, said, no, we're,
what?
We've got plans tonight with someone else.
What?
And he just had no time to spend with us on this podcast.
What?
And this is for kids.
What?
But.
What?
No, that's a me and Travis thing.
Yeah.
Because we know what it is.
We know.
What? Gus. All right. And
man,
anyway.
He's so talented.
I know. He just knows how to stop and go right on the snap of a finger there.
Like
so.
It was a recording.
Yeah. Just like it was a recording. Almost. But no. He's live here in the studio. By the way, let's give it up for Gus Blinsky and the Polka Dot Band, everybody. Before I forget. Oh. Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. Give it up for them. And
what do we call them? What do we call them?
What do we call them right now?
Sprinkles.
Baby Johnson.
Sprinkles. Okay. Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Dude, it's,
it
that
was
must
Gina.
Be it's a girl.
Isn't the cat from the office?
No, Nevaeh yeah. just named his. That's what I keep telling
you. Oh.
What?
You're her, too.
Huh?
It's weird because what's her cat is named
Angela.
Sprinkles.
I know.
And you're Angela.
And I keep telling Travis, I'm like, don't put her in the freezer.
Him. So, all right, and last but not least,
I think overreacting to that, but that blew my
sprinkles. Right in front of us, he is the church janitor here. He lives off premise, he and his wife, and he's also our church teenage youth minister here. And he's epic, except when he goes around and he thumps off hats off 3-year-old kids' heads. He's not so epic then.
Or gives us all COVID.
Or gives us all COVID. Oh, do we need to go through that?
Pregnant me over
okay,
here.
Hold on here. Let's give it up for him anyway. Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
Yeah.
the music cut
what?
It
what?
Wow.
So, yeah, what happened? Cue me in on this, how Jared gave us all COVID.
I'm pretty sure I had it.
We had a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, at my
house. How was it me, though?
Bruce had it, too.
Because
and Travis was really close to Bruce that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're easier to blame,
Jared. You're the first one to come forward and say that you tested.
You confess.
The first to come
Smeller's
forward.
A feller.
Yeah. Well, we had it in January, so we didn't get it again.
I'm good for 3 months. So,
yeah, we all lived through it. Oh. Now y'all can buy the T-shirt. Okay, I'll buy the T-shirt.
Had to get
I haven't been wearing my passport.
Now I have to take aspirin every day. But
you got corona and all I got.
Mine
was
wasn't like
t-shirt.
That bad.
That shirt, thank you.
Megan's
that could
bad.
Be a real T-shirt.
Dude, Megan needs an inhaler now.
Oh my!
Yeah.
She still got lingering effects from it.
I have to take aspirin every
not
day.
Not as bad, but
I still have diarrhea.
Hey, I took aspirin every day. Oh my goodness!
I take
goodness.
Baby aspirin every day until 36 weeks.
Oh.
Funny, it was going on months.
Hold on.
That's what I was going to say.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Visit our mothership
out,
at sndkidman.com. And our social media links are on Facebook, Instagram. They might be on MySpace.
Hey,
everyone's
Travis,
connected to Pinterest, but not Twitter. And not LinkedIn.
This is not the disclosure.
Oh, did I say 2020?
Subscribe, like, and share.
Find
our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever.
Oh, we just doing this now, too?
Podcast or so.
We've been doing
but not at...
Only during the disclosure.
Have you been here the whole time?
McDonald's.
Dude, I told you, you lost us.
Weather and traffic every 14
guys,
on the 79s with their S&D Sky Jet. And there he goes.
Hey, Bob!
Hey, Bob!
All right, now what? The lines are open if you want to give us a call with what? Your comments or questions. Just dial 9 or text 9.
What?
And, or 9 at gmail.com.
Yeah, and there's a call right there. Taylor, would you grab that phone, please?
Grab it.
Someone's calling in right now.
I grabbed it.
Hello.
Tell them to hold, and hello. We'll put them on as soon as we can. And
and
when we are done here, the all request hour is coming up later with deep cuts and absolutely no hits
yes.
whatsoever.
Yes.
So, Yeah, warning, this podcast contains psychological creativity and Kidman language.
I have the whole jug of beer parts.
And there's another right there.
What year was it established?
1873.
That's a long time ago.
What the what?
Well, how in the world?
Batteries not included. They don't even have water back then. Necessary to win. Not responsible for personal theft. All items left in car. Actual prices may vary. No toys were harmed.
Like
in the recording of this commercial.
Genesis.
Shake well before
and
use.
And the earth is without form and water was upon the face.
Dude,
of
dude, squeezing deer since 1873.
You know that? You know that? Randy, in Genesis.
What?
In Genesis 1:2, where it says, "And the water was on the face of the deep," that was Deer Park.
Yeah,
in Hebrew,
apparently.
If you look at the Hebrew text.
Hey, Travis, is that Deer Park?
Well, yeah, it sure is.
Sparkling Deer Park water comes in two fantastic flavors, black cherry and lemonade, with three simple ingredients. Great tasting spring water, delicious fruit flavors, and invigorating bubbles. Put some spark in your park.
It's the best question ever made.
It's the only one we ever made.
You're not ever exaggerating.
We need to make it into a reel.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And put it on the S&D.
We need that reel back.
Instagram page.
Instagram.
It'll be the real deal.
We that'll get tens and tens
Andrew's
of likes.
Andrew's an OG here, man. Andrew's an OG.
We need to bring the Irish Kidman back for just one episode.
We do.
St. Patrick's
Day. The Irish Kidman. We need the Irish Kidman. Absolutely. The Irish
Next
Kidman needs to be
Friday,
back.
You need to plan ahead because
hey,
I heard
listen.
He wants a night shift at Walmart.
Next Friday, listen, is the church cornhole.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Are we doing
so that's up to us.
I'm looking
we
for
do
a
it
partner.
Team.
My wife's not going to be here. So just saying, if you guys need a cornhole thing.
Who's doing cornhole Friday night next Friday?
We are.
You guys are?
Dream team.
I just learned about this today. That's
Jared?
Why I didn't talk to you about
so
it.
So you're the part of the 50% that doesn't check their email.
We miss.
Oh.
Oh, I'm definitely part of that 50% too. I'm not even going.
Come on.
I check my email.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't check anybody
well,
else's
okay,
other email.
Okay, I used to check my email religiously, and now my email won't sync to my phone.
Oh. Sync to my phone.
Excuses, you hear
my notes.
My notes.
My
phone.
Notes.
My notes.
Randy, are you going to be on the team with Tanya?
No, we ain't even talked about it.
Well, yeah. Talk to her first, and then...
She don't want to play. She'll want to watch grandkids.
Jared, I think the question is, will you have me?
I'm confused. Why?
Ask him.
I thought we were teams.
Me and Jared will.
Will,
yeah,
you, will you have
all right, you and Jared on the team.
So let's discuss this right now. Should we have someone walking around with a microphone, with a little recorder, because we have one.
Is it $10
per person? It's $10 a team.
$10 per hand.
Yes.
So it's $20 per person, unless you get a one-handed person.
Per phalange?
Wait,
per
what?
Knuckle.
So it's $20 per team?
Per person. $10 per hand. If you're one-handed person, you pay $10.
What?
So it could, if you're one-handed person, you're
so
only $30.
I'm
right.
So
worst
confused. I thought it was $10 per team.
Yeah.
That's
what you get for thinking.
I'm so confused.
I'll give you a hand.
I'll tell you what the
it's $10.
It's $10.
Thank you.
Come on.
$10.
Per hand.
Stop!
$8 for the left hand, $10 for the right.
Well, that, ain't right. That ain't right.
Now, if you're missing digits,
six
that gets complicated.
Is it buy one, get one free?
We've technically got six hands now.
They didn't put it.
I'm not paying for extra hands.
So, all right, Jared, so me and you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's expensive already.
So, should we do a podcast while we're playing cornhole?
I mean, I
sure.
I do not
that even be done.
I do not volunteer myself to go around interviewing people. I'm an introvert at heart.
Yeah, all eight of our listeners is okay. Thank you. We have a comment from our studio audience and
the first lady of the podcast.
First lady of the podcast, the queen, and she said, "How about have our listeners contacts on the social meds about how should we do the cornhole podcast?" And we'll probably hear from one. Or two.
There's a hole in that plan.
The Osbournes.
I mean, yeah, the Osbournes.
It's
yeah.
Corny.
Oh, dear God. What's that, Tanya? Yeah, the pregnancy announcement was worldwide. I mean, we have people in other countries
Prestige
listening to this.
I just told my
worldwide.
Boss today.
According to the stats.
Just told my boss today.
I told my boss a long
time. Yeah, his boss is
Are you going to take off, like, how long are you going to take off? Will you take off? You're
yeah.
allowed so much time, right?
I've
like 3 months or
I've
something?
I've got, like, 80 days to burn.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you talking about bring work that baby. Or
work
connects.
She's talking about she had me on a Tuesday. She was in revival on Friday night. She loves to throw that out there.
I don't know. I think I'm planning. I mean, as unless there's curveballs, end of October probably going back.
Okay, so you won't take the full time off, probably, or
that's 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
That's cool,
but
I can
take off
more
honestly. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Why not? So, all right.
I say that now.
Why don't fathers get leave?
That's racist.
They do.
It is.
It is.
You've got to find a good job that gets paternity leave.
Paternity leave, yeah.
I don't get
actually, you're right. Some jobs do that.
You got paternity leave and you got maternity leave. Paternity leave is typically,
I think
3 weeks or something like that.
You have vacation time, and I'm sure
it's like 2 to 3 weeks, and then maternity is like 4 to 6 or something like that.
It's 6 to 8.
Hey, hold up, everyone.
6 to 8 weeks?
Hold up.
Hold up. Hang on.
I like that. That's pretty cool. All right. Tonight I got super silly jokes for kids. Give me a page number.
48.
Why are you doing this?
That's
48.
All right.
1.
Okay.
7.
There is no 7. I don't know.
I said 1.
What did the elephant do when she hurt her toe?
I already got it.
Oh, what did the elephant do when she hurt her toe?
I hate doing this.
Squeal like a mouse.
Already got it.
What did she do?
Elephant.
Why can't you say it?
Say it.
Trumpet.
You know the answer?
I think I know it.
Probably not. If you think you know it, you can say it. If you know it, you have to hold it.
Okay, it's off. It's probably not it. I'm thinking.
Well, say it if you think it's legit.
Call the tow truck.
I think you're right.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for him, Johnny?
Oh, is it really?
Yep. I wish it was wrong. I would have had him.
Yeah. What is wrong with this podcast segment?
What is wrong? Oh, is this another stupid joke? Oh, it's Jared.
No.
Travis sounds like he's got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
He does.
Delivering.
Really?
This is
a hold up with Jared.
No, wouldn't your voice be higher?
You're making it awkward, Jared.
You're reading too much into it.
Yeah, taking it. Yeah, this is a hold up segment, and it sounds like a different one of these things is not like the other. Yeah, this is the hold up segment, Jared, and you're doing podjinx.
But I can do what I want on it. We shook hands just now.
Okay, all right, go ahead. It's your segment.
All right, one more joke. Give me a page number.
23.
19.
4.
Did you say 23? I said 23 and you said 19?
Oh, my gosh.
23, 19.
All right, give me a number 1 through 4.
4.
1.
4. 3.
I'm going to do 1.
4. 2.
All right, knock, knock.
1.
Come in.
Who's there?
Wooden shoe.
Wooden
shoe who?
Wouldn't you like to know? All right, I'm done.
Leave it to Travis.
Jared, out.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. There you go.
Not Podjinx.
If only DoorDash did dad jokes.
Listen, that's something I was thinking about doing for the announcement.
See, that one
was, I had bought from Target. The little tin can, like the cheesy jokes, but it's like dad jokes. And I want to get like a letter board that says, like, do not open until September or something like that.
No.
Yes.
Do dad. I would love the dad jokes. I'd actually.
I want to do that.
That's cute.
Well, we have
that too.
I started that.
Yeah, Ethan. I went to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Gross. Come on.
Wow, Jared just had to be
nosy. I started that dad joke real.
About what?
Channel, and you haven't done anything with it. You know what? I've gained 2 followers without you.
Whoa.
You gained a whole 2.
It's more than.
Is it your wife?
I just about pulled a card, and I was about to be really.
Is it your personal account and your?
No, actually, multiple I did count. Follow with all of my other accounts, obviously.
Right.
And then there was 2 people who I have no idea who they are that followed.
Probably robots.
One of the reels got over 5,000 views.
He's trying to be mean.
Let us remember that Jesus had 12 followers.
Here, let's talk about this.
He's trying to be mean because he's over here gaining followers left and right, and I gain 2 and lose 5.
Here, daily.
Gain two and lose. Okay.
It just keeps going down. So, it's so sad.
As of right now, we have five posts.
Do mine.
And one of the videos has 155 views, one has 5,027, one has 2,500, and the other one has 232.
I'm going to do my cow joke. Alexa, will you help me film that cow joke, please?
Film it?
Wait, is it for Podjinx?
I already heard it.
No, the joke.
Flock of cows.
The flock of cows.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Because we got to get Podjinx in here somewhere.
Don't we know that?
Have you ever seen a flock of cows?
It's a herd of cows.
Of course, I've heard of cow. I saw a whole flock this morning.
I always forget what it is.
Where are you going?
Travis, you can't ask everyone where they're going.
I am very nosy.
I sit down for a living.
Professional chair sitting.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Podjinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old.
Yes!
Here is your joy-filled Justin.
Yes!
Travis Johnson.
Dude!
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Jared, where are you going? Jared, what are you doing? Did you go to the bathroom?
It's a pee.
Apparently, we're on the news.
All right, give me,
you can just ask people.
Give me a number 1 to 184.
Four?
I don't think I've been in the first place.
Four. There's only one on this one. All right, you ready?
One! Ah, you said it first.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Crocodiles cannot stick their tongues out.
Okay.
Crocodiles cannot stick their tongues.
Wait, I'm so confused.
We have to talk it out. What's the answer to this?
They have tongues, you know?
Crocodiles cannot stick because...
You know, I got it. They can't stick their tongues out because they can't stick their tongues out.
I think you're in the ballpark. I can see what you're trying to say.
I ain't even in the same room. I'm so confused.
You guys can stick your tongues out?
Was this like a circus trick or something?
Dial it back.
Crocodile it back.
Crocodiles can't stick to tongues.
Crocodile Dundee.
Okay. All right.
Man, huh? What is
it? Give me a number between 1 and 185.
47.
Wait. What?
Hold on. Hey, Taylor, just go back and listen to the podcast. You'll get it.
I'm very confused. That wasn't a joke.
I think me and Justin gets it. We see what's going on
here.
Hey, what, Jared?
There's only one on this one.
Okay, four.
Roosters cannot crow if they are not able to fully extend their necks.
Roosters cannot crow unless they can fully extend their necks. Well, duh, why do you think I talk like this?
Can you imagine?
Well, if you look at Rooster when he does crow, you can see him stretch his neck out.
We need to think about the answer.
Yeah, sure. We're
I know. I'm trying to work it out here.
Oh, okay.
Try to crow without your neck extended. All right. Now extend your neck.
Wow.
So much better.
Is that the answer?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
That's all, folks. Y'all are stupid.
No, that's
what
not.
What page was this on?
That's not nice. I need you to get out.
Was that in there for a reason?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was. I can't remember.
I thought it was just placed in there.
So if you didn't get it, Taylor.
I get it now.
Oh, you get it now.
I'm so confused.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
I picked up the moment he did it. Since he started going that.
Yeah.
Until you get out.
I was cleaning and then I just switched the books.
We swapped the content of each segment there back and forth and just kind of. Messed everyone's brains up there.
Yes, it did.
We're down to four podcast listeners now.
Oh, great. Noise.
But, oh, well, such goes.
If you could switch
nature
such
the beast.
Goes.
If you could switch your brain in any person's body, who would it be?
So am I that person or is it
put
just
my brain in someone else's body?
Put your brain
I wouldn't do that to nobody.
Wait, so
ain't no way.
Wouldn't you be there though? Because like your brain's kind of everything. You know what I'm
saying?
I've
had the weirdest dreams.
Why would I mess someone else's life up like that?
I would think it would be you though.
You would just be in their body.
I would
essentially
roll it.
Essentially switch places with someone.
Listen, I am the solidest.
All right. Okay. All right.
I got two words. Daniel Craig.
Wow.
I am.
All right. I got two more words. Danny DeVito.
Listen, I am the most solid sleeper ever until now. Okay. And now I have the trippiest dreams, and there's sometimes I'm in a dream and I'm like, man, I wish Travis couldn't see this. Like,
that's
like I've never been high
so
before, but I'm like, man,
this
must be what it's
you're
like.
Having lucid dreams.
Yeah.
This morning
that's
I had
literally
one,
a lucid dream.
This morning I can't tell the difference between reality. I always have them though. Like I've always had like when I do have dreams, they're always very.
So
like,
you're self aware.
Yes.
So you have lucid dreams. That's very rare.
I once had a dream of cheeseburger was eating me.
Very self-aware of them. But right now I'm having a hard time with reality. Like, I had one that I slept in until, like, 5 p.m. tonight, and I was on the recliner, and I woke up, I was on the recliner. I was like, huh.
You're like my dad.
I have to, like, think about it when I wake up. I have to, like, my body hurts at 4 a.m., okay?
She has to sleep on the recliner.
I sleep in bed until 4, and then my hips hurt, so I have to go.
Also, our dog gets too rowdy if she's on the couch, and he gets all up in her.
Do you have a pillow yet?
Not yet.
It's the best thing ever. It'll change your life. Travis, you need to buy her one.
What is it?
I'm good in bed until about 3 or 4, and then I have to go to the recliner.
I mean, I'll be honest.
You need to buy her a
marshmallow
pillow.
Marshmallow.
Speaking of which,
my dreams right now.
Travis has an idea.
Speaking of my idea,
a theme Sunday we're working on. We need. Did you make an announcement for it yet? You need to do it. Get it out there, because we need to announce it. March, MARCH, the month of March, March Madness. He thought about doing Marshmallow Madness or Marsh Madness?
Marsh Madness.
Marsh Madness.
With mellow
in parentheses. It's a marshmallow world.
So we're going to the swamps?
So the last Sunday of March, we're going to have a Marshmallow Sunday. Whatever that contains.
Marsh Madness.
Marsh Madness.
Have a jumbo marshmallow.
Can we do some kind of like
we can get the jumbo marshmallows.
I don't know.
We need ideas.
Marshmallow eating contest.
Okay, marshmallow eating contest. And there is a funny one
Everyone's
called Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny is funny.
What does that
Chubby
mean?
Bunny. It's whenever you start out with just like one marshmallow and you stick it in your cheek and you say Chubby Bunny. And you just have to keep sticking marshmallows.
You have
two kids.
Come up
and
compete
you have
on this.
To literally just keep sticking marshmallows in your cheeks and say Chubby Bunny. And whoever like throws up or can't say Chubby Bunny anymore loses first.
Huh. I'm not playing. But there are other children who will do
we need to do Chubby Bunny. That I think that's a given. That's a good marshmallow game.
And that's we could bracket that, too.
We've always thought about doing that marshmallow test we've talked about before. Remember?
What is it? Refresh my memory.
The marshmallow test. You put a kid in a room and with the marshmallow in front of him.
It's a real study.
It's a real study. You say if you don't eat it, you get another one when I get back, then you get two. And you leave for like 5 minutes and see what they do.
Yeah, but that takes a lot of time. I know. It's kind of hard to... pull that off.
I know that's madness.
Imagine like that was their Sunday, and then after they're done, you're like, okay, bye, go back to your parents.
See ya.
Just don't.
Yeah, the marshmallow. So what else can we do for marshmallow?
Marshmallow
marsh
world
madness. I don't know. Maybe we should just mellow. You know, stay mellow.
Get the giant marshmallows and have a snowball fight with them. Marshmallow fight.
Could
they want to eat them, and you can't.
We can roast them a little bit first.
Oh, we could roast some marshmallows, I guess.
Start a fire and connects.
Yeah.
Why not?
Weenie roast. Not a weenie roast.
Start a fire marshmallow. Down. And we'll sing that around.
Kumbaya, my lord.
No, even Jesus hates kumbaya.
So, yeah, for those of you listening, if you have any ideas that we can eat for Marshmallow Sunday, for Marshmallow Sunday.
What does kumbaya mean?
I don't know. Look it up. Google it.
Hakuna Matata, Lord.
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah, give us some ideas. What would you do if you had a Marsh Madness Sunday? Anything involving marshmallows, what would you do? An activity, a lesson, a contest?
Who can stack the most marshmallows on top of each other?
Something like that. So,
something with marshmallow fluff.
Marshmallow
Build
fluff.
Build a marshmallow house with
that's really sticky
marshmallows
stuff.
And toothpicks.
And marshmallow paste.
I have many marshmallows.
They have marshmallows for everything nowadays. They have Swedish fish marshmallows. They have Sour Patch Kid marshmallows. They have.
We could have them bring.
Get the marshmallow. Cupcakes. Get the marshmallow.
Peeps.
No, the what you just said. The marshmallow paste. The
puff.
What is it? What
puff. Yeah, it's in a jar.
Fluff.
Fluff.
And spread it on a target board like paste, and they have to throw marshmallows at it, because it's super sticky.
Yeah.
And they can throw something at it.
Dude, that stuff
stick.
In peanut butter sandwich.
You know what else is real good? And I found this at a cafe. They make this espresso, and then they in the steam the milk part, they put a big old spoonful of peanut butter and the marshmallow fluff in the steamer, and they steam out. And that all melts inside the steamer with the milk, and they pour it in your espresso.
Where's that
It
at?
Is phenomenal.
Where's that at?
It was at the marriage retreat.
Oh, I
And
did.
It was at an Amish cafe, and I make marriage it myself retreat. Now. It's really good. Speaking of which, here we go on Shotgun Rabbit.
Which
here.
Is? Where?
On the Saturday we went to the marriage retreat, you did that cold splash thing, right?
What did I do? Marriage?
We, no, when we went retreat? We went to a marriage retreat. And you what? That was a Saturday, you were supposed to take that cold plunge.
He had COVID.
Oh, I had
How'd
COVID.
It go?
He
oh, COVID. Are you serious?
He got COVID go. The night before.
Sorry,
before.
My fault. My bad.
So his Patrick Star, he got to wear his Patrick Star outfit to work, though.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what you said on Patrick
Star. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Polar Plunge.
The Polar Plunge.
There's always next year.
You was literally going to take a Polar Plunge. Day. And I was going to wait for the, you're supposed to do a video on it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people from work did and had a video of that, but it's not me. No one cares.
We cared. I wanted to see it, and I thought about it that day. I thought about today it. Travis would be taking that polar plunge, and
except I was home playing video games on the couch.
That sounds lovely.
It was. It was a nice vacation. I wasn't sick at all.
That's what I just had a cough. That was about it. But I was like,
hey. I'm more sick right now than I was that week ahead.
Right?
I couldn't take medicine, so I was pretty sick.
Yeah, you can't take like ibuprofen, right? Mm-hmm. That's what makes me sick.
I took Tylenol like the third day finally.
Oh. Yeah, you can't take it. It's like bad apparently. Yeah.
And some kids' Benadryl. But they gave me antibodies, so once I had antibodies, I was.
That's why anteaters never get sick.
Good.
Just anything interesting in the computer world coming up lately? Anything new? Just technology? That you've heard of? Anything?
I don't think we have time for me to talk about that.
Oh. You know why anteaters never get sick?
Why is that? Because I got a cool fact about anteaters.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Very crazy. That sounds unreal, but it's apparently real.
So why
can't probably what I'm about to say. Probably is.
All right, go ahead. What is it again?
Why anteaters never get sick.
Why?
Because they're full of antibodies.
No, that's not.
That's how you do podgings, Jared.
Well,
crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does.
Did you know that anteaters can claw through cement?
What?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, if they put their hind legs up, they can literally claw.
Like a raptor.
So why don't we take the claws off of anteaters and give them to our military people?
So why don't you just put the anteaters and throw them at the...
Because we'll leave them in a foreign country three years later.
Yeah, that's true. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably so, the way things are today. So, but nothing interesting in the computer world? Just can you give us a snippet of something?
Did you change any keys around on a keyboard lately?
Well,
that's the best.
Like, I'm tired of like... How far away W and V is. I don't like it.
Oh, I thought you meant as a prank, because that's my favorite thing to
do. I lost two of my keys on my keyboard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There it is. I lost control, and there is no escape.
There it is.
I do have a question, though. Is it possible...
that's how you don't do projects.
Is it possible to actually change the keys on your keypad and put them where you want them?
I don't know what you mean by that. Do you want the input to actually change, or do you just want to
literally
like if I want to put an ABC order, can
like
I
you pop them off.
Like literally,
can I go through and manually input change the input?
Well, you have to get a specialized keyboard for that.
You can't get a specialized keyboard though.
I'm sure you could. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's going to cost a lot.
I feel like when I was a kid,
QWERTY keyboard is like standardized at this point. It's going to be really hard to find something outside of that realm. QWERTY for the record.
But Travis has to go
A-B-C-D-E-R-T.
Yeah.
QWERTY. That's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said K-E-R. You said K-E-R. It's
Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
It's QWERTY.
QWERTY.
QWERTY. I miss Tina.
You guys play Wordle? Anyone play Wordle?
No.
Sweeping the nation.
Yeah. Swept me off my feet.
It's hard.
Facebook.
We're doing Hurdle.
I'm not even trying to make myself sound intelligent here. I'm serious. Like, I started playing it, and like,
it's tough, isn't it?
I've only missed one word so far. I'm just like, I kind of got bored with it.
I told people at work, do it all the time. I said, I would get it on one. If I get it on one, I retire
today,
forever.
They made me so mad.
The word today.
I don't even understand it's like concept.
There's two games that come watch. Out constantly.
So I did catch, latch, batch, match, and I didn't get it because they watch. Pick like endings sometimes that are like so common that, like, I, like it was watch, but I did catch, latch, batch, match, and they were all wrong because.
It was wrong.
This is the government.
Catch. Wrong.
The government.
Government. Yeah.
Ever since New York Times took over.
New York Times. Yeah.
Hong Kong Phooey.
There we go.
I wanted that.
All right, let's get out of here.
That's what we're going to name the baby.
Thank God.
Uncle. Name the baby Uncle.
It would be very made fun.
Carol, it's been a while. Will you take us away tonight, already, please? So. Carol, take us away. I'm glad we had this time together, too, Carol. Appreciate it.
I saw Andre the Giant. It makes me feel
seems we just get started, and before you know it, guess it's time for me to see. So
do what?
Just said we're back.
Oh.
Like people.
It didn't get caught on the recorder, though. People need
you. Know what I
got
to say to them?
What?
Rely on Jesus.
No, fully rely on
fully.
Jesus.
Fully. Don't, not me.
That's Jesus. Frogs. Frog. Fully rely on Jesus.
Hey, is it supposed to snow bad on Saturday night?
Tonight.
So,
we'll start tonight.
So we'll have church then, right? I didn't know like what was. I didn't know if it was supposed to happen for like two straight days or what.
All right. Whenever you're ready, come in here and do a mic check, y'all.
I'm waiting on Travis.
Maybe some coffee talk. Just a short abbreviated coffee talk.
It's too late for that.
No, what did you say a while ago when I say hold that thought?
I said that you are a good person.
No, you didn't
I can't
say that.
Remember.
He said something about
you are an older soul.
Okay, I really don't.
Really?
I really don't get that.
It means that you, I could call you an old soul, but you're already old, and you're already, like, you've already, like, been past a generation. So I feel like you belong in the 1800s or something. Or early 1900s.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
I mean, I feel like times back then were, like, probably more chiller and not as dumb. You know? Less distraction.
So you're saying I don't belong here today?
Yeah, you don't belong here. Get out.
Okay.
Well...
Go back in your time machine, because I know you're a time traveler secretly.
You can put your headphones on now.
I'm going on making a statement.
You're missing all the sound bites I'm playing about you right now.
I'm making a statement. You want to know something funny?
Put your headphones on.
One time in school, one of my friends just like said, hey, dude, your shirt's inside out. And it was inside out. They asked me why. I said, I'm making a statement. But I wasn't. I just
you just did that to cover up. That was your cover up.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was so obvious though. It was like a polo shirt. Why are you standing up? Because
I
want
to.
Just go ahead and sit down. Sit down and say that is your seat. He can't do nothing.
All I wanted to do since I got here, sit down, and Travis has been doing.
Do it. Teach him a lesson.
Teach him a lesson.
What in the world?
Did Travis get 2K22?
He did.
Why would you do that?
We woke up at midnight and played it.
Yeah.
He does love it.
It looks pretty cool.
It's wrestling.
I don't know if I'm gonna get. I don't know. I just. I don't
Alex,
know if I'd invest
Alex
time into that.
Non-stop.
I don't
we
know if I.
Woke up at midnight and played together. The background music is terrible. It's just like.
What is it? Still screaming. Theme song stuff?
Well, no. He went back to the theme songs because it's just like screamo. Like every song is screaming. Like,
oh.
Wow.
I just remember the.
Amanda went to Dollywood and Dolly.
Oh my God.
Playing a wrestling game. Jesus,
again.
Take the wheel.
Dude, so many things people probably do. I mean, I was thinking about it. I've seen it. Like,
it looks really good.
This is CNN.
You should get it and play it. I don't know if I'd invest time into it, though.
I think they have a janitor mode now.
Play online with me.
I janitor mode. Imagine that. I guarantee you there's a janitor simulator somewhere. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like a simulator?
Yeah. They have the mowing one. And that,
and they have this. Yeah,
and it's literally $50.
And then a pressure simulator? And then a pressure washer.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Crazy. Oh, Lexi, I would
play that game. I watch pressure washing videos
24/7. I almost download. I have the Xbox thing, like the game access.
Oh yeah, he had
thing.
The game.
Uh-huh. And the mowing simulator was on there.
Like it looks satisfying, even though Travis hates to mow grass. Like he's
you
like,
know
I
that's
hate
actually scientific is why those are sort of addicting. Wow. It produces dopamine.
And so you'd want to do it in real life?
Exactly. Like, well,
dude,
it's
I
like,
need to do stuff
like
that.
It's like you're getting the satisfaction of doing something that's satisfying without doing something that's satisfying. So it like triggers the dopamine effect even more so, which makes the game that much more addicting. Even if you're watching, it's addicting. Like you want to continue watching. Where are you going now?
How much is it? Like $50, Travis? $2,000?
$60.
Man, what do they think I'm made of money?
They haven't come out with a game in years.
You know what my favorite one is? It's probably Smite Novers World 2007.
Wait till it's on sale. It'll
that's
be
like
on
my
sale
favorite
like in a month.
Yeah, because they already announced a new game after that. They didn't...
Dude, I want a I need a PS5 so bad.
Travis,
well,
too. Travis has had
because, PC.
Travis
well,
has had
I mean,
a gift card
that too,
for.
I feel like I'm like.
Are you out of the zeitgeist?
That's like thousands of dollars, isn't it? If you wanted to, like, I don't know if I could.
You can do kind of what Andrew Griever did, just get like $1,000 budget, and just do payments on it. He got himself a good PC. Now, it's still he got it whenever before the part shortage got extreme.
Do you use a controller or do you just use your keyboard? I'd use a controller.
You can use a controller, and I don't think there's necessarily... I don't necessarily frown upon
I'm
it,
not gonna
I
sit
guess.
There.
But...
That's what
honestly,
Sims on
PC. I
can't do that, man.
Sims on PC is the only way to play Sims.
You have a controller with, what, like 15 buttons? I have a keyboard with, like, 100.
I can't do that, man. I just... Just give me a controller that has X and circle on it, and I'm good.
I see what you did there. You made sure to include Xbox in that, too.
No, screw Xbox. I retract what I said. No, the reason I only want a PS5 is because The Witcher, they're doing their next-gen remaster, kind of. So I kind of want it just for that.
I can't find my scream guy sound effect. It's like they took it off of here.
You want me to be the scream guy?
Ow.
That hurt.
Well, he wanted a scream guy.
My Dean scream on here.
Why
on
you
this
sound like a kid right now.
It's like missing. This iPad soundboard changed again.
Ghost took it. Dude, you know what I did at Wednesday? Apparently, I said what's there that? Were 12 commandments. 12 commandments when I was teaching class.
You said 12 commandments?
I said there were 12 commandments. I was like, damn.
Did anyone catch it?
Yeah, everyone was like,
they called you out.
You're so dumb. Air horns everywhere. Get out.
As long as
whatever.
Jaden would say.
Jaden's like the quietest kid, man.
I kind of believe that.
Well, how was Jonathan? Was Jonathan a handful on Sunday?
No, he fell asleep.
Did he really?
And then something
he's Travis's.
Something happened guts. That caused the thing and it's jump scared him. And, like, I kind of laughed, sort of, that's but fine. Not really. I didn't want to, like,
books.
Hey, ha, 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 point and laugh.
Dreamy books.
There it is. Randy. I have to download
what?
It again.
We're tricking Randy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you find
I'm
it?
I'm sorry. What would you say? What would you do to trick me?
Nothing.
If you tell you, it's not a trick.
Right.
Oh,
or a okay. treat.
Or a treat.
Speaking of treats.
I can't flavors? Remember where I heard it from, but someone was like... I have three rules for my kids. Rule number one is the Ten Commandments.
That's 10 on it right away, doesn't it? Nice.
I can't remember where I heard it
from.
How
many rules is that, though?
Can be 12 at least.
Be 11.
According to
apparently 12.
No, it would be 11.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yes. Good.
So be like 13.
Sorry, I'm getting coughed through this whole thing.
Then you add the second rule is the Beatitudes.
When you think about it, there is 12 commandments, though. Jesus says 2 in the new, but it summarizes all the 10. He says, love the Lord.
Now I'm wondering who I
neighbor.
Heard that from.
No, all these hang on. All these two hang all the commandments.
Yeah, so 12.
Wow, okay.
All right.
We ready for this?
I've
wait
been
enough
ready,
already.
Dude.
All right. Lord, some way, somehow, take what we got and use it to bless and multiply those who listen, all 8 of our listeners, and maybe... consider helping multiplying our listenership audience. That would be awesome. And help us to break a new goal of 10 listeners somewhere. You all think I'm funny, don't you? We pray and ask in Jesus' name, please.
Please.
Amen.
And amen.
Haven't done that in a while.
We went.
Where did that happen?
Congress.
No, that was like, that was like a government Congress or something. Like
Yeah. Oh, it was serious too.
It was like a state. It was like a state.
I love Ben Shapiro's reaction to it. Like you all are. This is the face of stupid.
A man and a woman.
We went to eat, and whenever we got our food, Justice looked at the waitress and goes, "We need to pray."
He's very urgent.
All right, and here we go.